From Proverbs chapter 12, verse 15. The way of a fool seems right to him, but a wise man listens to advice. And I'll add in, a wise man or woman listens to advice.
Oh, it's okay. You can just say man.
So that's my NIV version. Probably the newer NIV version might say them or
something. It's mostly men that need that advice. Anyway, just let it go. It's okay.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, March 22nd, 2023. And we have Miss Resource with us today, Marianne.
Miss Resource. I like that.
Yeah, Karen Gert has been known in our community for many times, matching people up with information or helpful tips or articles or materials that'll assist them in various ways. And so we have her in the studio today to talk about a new calling that God has on her life as she assists with Sunset Funeral Homes. And we're going to talk about some neat cards I have out in front of me, an article that she wrote. And so, Karen, how about introducing yourself to our radio listeners? Listening family. Tell us about what God has you doing and where you're at in life.
Well, we've been back in Champaign now for almost 6 years. And what I'm currently doing is I'm working at Sunset Funeral Home in Champaign and Mahomet as their family service advisor. And what I do is I work with families to help them develop their intentional pre-need plan to plan what their final wishes might be. And, you know, just on a personal level, I have a 6-year-old grandson, a 2-year-old grandson, and they live here locally. And then our daughter that lives in North Carolina has an 18-month-old, and she just had a brand new baby. So he's 5 weeks old.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So I've been busy doing those things.
Happy grandparent. Now, Marianne, don't you think it's pretty accurate to introduce her as the resource gal?
I do. It's just you threw me when you started because you said making matches or matching up. I'm like, oh, is we running a dating service now, Karen? What's happening? Yes, I do.
Hey, with the many caps she's worn over the years and this latest position she has, who knows? She probably has that under her belt, something that she's done in the past, too.
Yeah. But you were really right, because Karen is a person full of resource knowledge.
Well, I appreciate that you've said that. And that's one of the things that I, you know, is kind of dear to my heart is helping people, give them the information that they need to make their own decisions, not making those decisions for them.
And you've had a vast background of experiences, you know, with writing, with education, with different positions you've held. And I love you kind of model to us, continue to flourish and work and not look at retirement as something to achieve. You continue to keep working.
I was kind of hoping to. Anyway, go ahead, Karen. Yeah.
Well, you know, my friends that are retired, you know, we retired back here from Virginia Tech after we were ready to come back to Flatlands because we missed the Flatlands.
But
people keep saying to me, why don't you just retire? And I'm going, that ain't for me.
Yeah,
I just want to keep working. So,
Well, you always have a wealth of information to share.
Thank you.
And this month, you are featured in the March edition of the Prime Lifetimes. And the title of your article is A Sunset Family Moment.
Yes, yes. So are you ready to roll on this?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so here we go. So for those of you who have read the novel or seen the movie Gone with the Wind, you'll remember Scarlett saying, I can't think about that right now. If I do, I'll go crazy. I'll think about that tomorrow.
You need a Southern accent there, but it's okay.
Okay.
Keep going.
Okay. This fictional character, heroine of the Civil War novel, clearly procrastinated when faced with thinking about planning for tomorrow. So I have two questions. Have you thought about your life story and legacy, and how well do you know the people who matter most to you? For example, do your loved ones know about your friends, hopes, dreams, accomplishments, pleasures, talents, values, the little details and the big events? And do you know about theirs? Everyone has rich life experiences that have shaped us. Graduation, the first job, getting married, having children, watching children grow into adulthood, seeing grandchildren and great-grandchildren born. Rich memories and milestones come to mind when we ponder these matters. Often, we go about our day bypassing opportunities to have meaningful conversations and interactions with those closest to us. Like Scarlett, we put off until tomorrow what we should do today. So I challenge you to share these special life experiences with those who matter most. Take time to have the talk of a lifetime with anyone you hold dear, your spouse, parents, grandparents, children, grandchildren, aunts, uncles, etc. The talk can happen anywhere, over a meal, at your next family gathering, at home, on a walk, or while playing a game. So just get started. Use a visual prompt, such as a photo album, an heirloom, an antique, or family quilt to initiate a conversation. Share a vacation memory, a piece of advice you cherish, or a song that reminds you of a loved one, or the ways that you will never forget that person. And use open-ended questions to engage your loved one in conversation. This process not only helps your loved one understand how she or he has influenced your life, it sends a message that the person matters, that his or her life has meaning, and that the person has something unique to offer. The outcome can be a rich, satisfying experience that will reacquaint you with your loved one as you know the person in new and different ways.
You know, I'm going to stop you here just because I think it's so important that, especially our senior saints, some that have garnered various experiences, you know, World War II memories or what it was growing up in the 20s, 30s, 40s, or 50s, and they can pass that on in that history. Those stories get lost if they don't share it. So you have a story to tell, listening friend, whether you're 6 years old or 96 years old, share the things that are on your heart. Don't let those memories fade before it's too late to share them with somebody. So I think this is such a helpful article just to remind us of the importance of storytelling, of relating to one another.
And then writing it down and recording. And we talk about that, you know, how you pass that on and what record that you make to keep that in the family is important. The outcome can be a rich, satisfying experience that will reacquaint you with your loved one as you get to know the person in new and different ways. So a deck of cards promotes storytelling and strengthens those family relationships.
Now, not just any deck of cards, a special deck of cards that you're going to be offering and featuring and allowing people to have. So listen up. I like these.
Begin to initiate regular, meaningful family or individual discussions simply by playing cards. A great strategy to start a conversation. Talk of a lifetime cards can be used at holiday gatherings, family reunions, dinners or celebrations, or even on road trips. I can help you get your very own deck. The following are sample questions to get you started until you receive your talk of a lifetime cards. Be sure to take notes or record the conversation for family record keeping.
And nowadays with the cell phones, and many of them have a recording device, I mean, it's very easy. You don't have to find that old tape recorder that's up in the attic.
That's right.
Just pull out the cell phone, and many of them have just an app or something where you hit record.
Exactly.
And it can tape for an hour or two.
For sure. So what did your parents think of the music you listened to growing up?
I'll just pass on.
What are some of your favorite songs? What is the best lesson you learned from your mom, dad, or other role model?
Oh, that could take some time to share.
Yes. What events in our nation's history have had an impact on you and how? For example, I bet you all remember where you were. Well, maybe I'm showing my age here.
You are. But we're with you.
I bet you all remember where you were when you heard, you know, that President Kennedy.
I knew you were going to say that. Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, the other one that many people younger, where you were when 9/11 happened.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes. So what is the scariest thing that ever happened to you? Do you have a favorite story about
Good thing
it?
We're not having to answer all these right now. I was thinking that too. Was it Marianne with the baboons chasing you, or the pythons, or the things that, you know, the different animals chasing after you?
I was chased by baboons and elephants.
Oh. And didn't you have some alligator experiences?
I walked in the path of the alligators.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. My goodness. So, see, those are all great stories to tell.
They are stories.
Yes.
Scary, well, scary stories is what they are.
Do you have a favorite story about a pet?
Oh, many of those.
Or dear younger me, What words of wisdom would you pass on to your childhood self?
That will take a volume of a book.
Well, and Dr. David Webb, he wrote that book,
yeah,
Letters to David.
Uh-huh.
Basically what he wished he would have known. And so he's mm-hmm. reflecting back as mm-hmm. a later man what he wished he would have known. And so he wrote a book sending those letters to himself, if you will.
I have a copy of his book. It's a good book.
Yeah.
So is there a story friends and family always tell about you?
Do we have to say?
I have one I tell about my brother all the time.
Well. I dropped the iron on the brand new Parsonage linoleum floor and destroyed it.
Oh, my.
I was only 7.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I have many stories.
Yeah, me too.
I'm sure you do.
Let's move on.
I bet you were ornery. I bet you were ornery. What is your most treasured memory of grandparents or other elder family members?
Mm.
Mine was with my grandpa that always made sure that he said kids are to be seen and not heard.
Ooh. Oh,
I never liked that.
You know, I had a great one. My grandmother, who I never really got to know much, mm-hmm. and she lived in New York, and we only visited her a few times. But I remember her distinctly, and I must have been 8 or 9 years old, but it left a forever imprint. Mm-hmm. She said, "That son of yours, Jack, is going to go far."
Uh-huh. Oh, about
just,
you?
Yeah.
What happened?
Classic.
I'm glad you got that, Zinia.
Yeah, I left myself open for that one.
Okay, Mark, this one's for you. Tell me about a time you got into trouble as a child.
Oh,
Wow. Yeah, I remember hiding behind those bushes as the police cars zipped by.
Yeah.
There's more to that story than we're going on. Yeah, don't put smoke bombs into people's mail slots
into
their house.
Oh,
don't do
gee,
that. It could create
honestly.
A fire. It could create damage. Don't do something like that.
Don't give these kids ideas.
Yeah.
Or the time. There's many of them.
Did you ever knock over any outhouses?
Oh, that's dreadful.
No.
Some kids did that at Halloween, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, you could shorten this list to the 5 best questions. Finding a way to start talking with a loved one might be difficult at first, especially if you are learning more about someone who has a serious illness. However, once the conversation starts, it can be difficult to stop. Remember, there are no rules for how to have the talk, only that you make time because there is a lot to talk about.
Mm.
Don't be like Scarlett. Do it now. You will be glad you did. Everyone's life story deserves to be recorded.
Very nice. And then it says, talk of a lifetime. Conversation cards are available at Sunset Funeral Home. Call 217-239-2874 to get yours today. And then it says, Karen Rothgert, RDLDED.D. What are all those stand for? many degrees. Sunset Funeral Home Family Service Advisor.
Now, realizing that we have listeners throughout the state of Illinois and West Central Indiana, were you going to give an 800 number in case people wanted to get these cards? And there's like 52 different. They look like trading cards. Well, they look like a deck of cards.
They look like trading cards. Baseball trading.
No, they look like decks of cards, like regular playing cards.
Thank
what do you call cards with the
playing
king
cards.
And ace? Just playing cards?
Playing cards.
So they're that same size, and there's about 50 of them, I guess, all with different questions on them. They're very nice to have. They're kind of that slick, whatever playing cards are made
Should Karen and I ask you the questions?
No. Well, I want to get back to a couple other things, but what's that 800 number?
So the 800 number is 1-800-228-6332. And what I've been doing is directing people to that 800 number so that they can order the cards themselves.
Okay.
Yeah, that's smart.
And then they'll be mailed out to them at mm-hmm. their preferred address. Well, I was thinking when you were sharing, boy, a lot of different memories, but I know one time when we just went on the air, so this was about 28 years ago when WGNN went on the air, we had a concert at Hessel Park and we had some cowboys, the Sons of the San Joaquin, and this family brought their elderly mother who had lapsed into like memory loss and really wasn't communicating or anything, but they still just felt like they wanted to have her there. And as they started playing some of those old-time cowboy Christian songs and then a variety of, like, Amazing Grace and other things, she started singing along. And they had not heard her sing or talk for a few years. And so she started singing along, and they marveled, and it was just kind of a beautiful moment. Everyone around that situation were in tears, and it was just a special time. But that's why it's so important to share some of the memories when people can talk. And
because she was digging back into her memories, and she was able to bring that up. You know, and as people, you know, that sounds like she might have been a dementia or had a little bit of dementia going on. And so that is one of the things that, you know, people can go back into their long-term memories and come out with that. And it just surprises everyone. Mm.
That's interesting because my grandma on my mother's side was an invalid for 12 years and laid in a bed in the living room or sat up sometimes. She couldn't speak. She couldn't move. She couldn't feed herself. She couldn't do anything hardly. But she could sing. Mm-hmm. She could sing the hymns, and she did. And it was beautiful. And it was so uniquely different to listen to that because she couldn't speak to us.
Yeah. Mm.
You know, as we go back into this article, the second or so paragraph, it says, for example, do your loved ones know your friends, hope, dreams, accomplishments, pleasures, talents, values, the importance of knowing some of their story? But I was thinking, and I wrote down, do they know where you keep the information?
Yeah.
Do they know where you have the phone numbers or contact phone numbers of family members or some of those things? That where are the records kept? Where is the will kept? Where are the safety deposit box key or some of those other things? I just thought the importance. So when you have conversations with family as the family service advisor for Sunset Funeral Home, how's that look? What do those conversations entail?
Well, the conversation entails learning about who their children are, understanding what's important to them, and then preparing what we call a final wishes organizer and putting all that information down. It might be favorite hymns that they want. Mm-hmm. It might be pictures that they want displayed. It might be whether or not they want an article in the paper, in the obituary, whatever all those things are. Who gets the jewelry, those kinds of things. And we write all of that down. Mm. So when pre-need becomes at need, then that's all written down. And that's the most emotional time, you know, when somebody does pass, that if that's all written down, then the adult children or the grandchildren, they don't have to make those decisions or wonder, where's this or where's that? We have it all written down.
So we're basically talking about two things, that,
right,
doing that, and then what your article is about is gathering stories and information kind of as a legacy knowledge base.
Exactly. So that could actually become part of a memorial service.
True.
And an example of that is the person that is my manager. He's out in Phoenix, and he got his grandmother's cookbook. Mm. And one of the things that they did with the cookbook, because he got the cookbook, he put together, you know, a family celebration where they cooked a lot of those favorite recipes in that cookbook. And that was an opportunity to get to share those memories and that legacy. Yeah.
I don't know if this was one of the other times we've had you interviewed, because over the years, I think it's been four, five, six different times. But I seem to remember one situation or one comment that was made where some people were giving away things while they were still alive and flourishing. Like as they were downsizing, they knew they had the china cabinet or some of these things. And they said, let's give these away while we're alive and healthy instead of wait until, you know, we pass. And I thought that was really unique. It was fun for them. And so I'm just thinking there's probably some senior saints tuning in now thinking, you know, that's just sitting over there. I'm not using it. I've not opened up the china cabinet or whatever the artifact or the piece of furniture is. And now might be the time for you to consider calling over the kids or grandkids.
And see what they want.
See,
you know, is there something special here? It might be a Christmas ornament. It might be the Winnie the Pooh book that was read to them as a child. But I just did a program at an assisted living last week, I think it was, and it was called Who Gets Grandma's Yellow Pie Plate? Hmm. So that's the essence of what you're talking about is to, and the pie plate wasn't worth a whole lot, but it's
the memories.
It was the memories, yes.
Sure.
So Karen, how can people get a hold of you? Maybe they want to talk with you as a family service advisor, or they want to know more about these cards and would love to see how they can use these in their storytelling time as a family. How would they get in touch with you?
So they can call me at 1-217-239-2874, or they can email me at Karen G at sunsetfuneralhome.com.
So that phone number is 217-239-2874, 217-239-2874. And what's the email one more time?
KarenG@sunsetfuneralhome.com.
And if you want an 800 number to get your pack of these cards, and I'm just thumbing through the 50, it's something like, what was your first job? How did you choose your profession? What does your perfect day look like?
Ooh, I like that one.
For what are you most grateful? Is there a story friends and family always tell about you?
Yeah, there is.
What made you laugh so hard you cried? What events in the nation's history have had an impact on you and how? And so this is a great storytelling starter. Mm-hmm.
To gather that information.
Yeah.
So the 800 number where you can call to order those cards is 1-800-228-6332.
That's 1-800-228-6332. And if you missed reading this month's edition of the Prime Life Times, the March edition, turn to page A2. You'll see an article titled A Sunset Family Moment, written by Karen Roth Gert. And you can find out more information right here through the article and what was just read today. This program is also archived at greatnewsradio.org and WLUJ.org in case you know somebody that this could be really helpful information for them as they're dealing with different things with family, or maybe they'd be very interested in receiving this pack of cards with all these great questions. And so just send them to greatnewsradio.org or WLUJ.org and click on the Mark and Friends tab, and they can listen to the program in its entirety. Well, thank you, Karen,
well,
for being available today. Thank you, Mary Ann.
Yeah.
And thank you, listener, for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Mary Ann Simpkins, and Karen Gert with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.
May the good Lord bless and keep you, whether near or far away. May you find that long-awaited golden day today. May your troubles all be small ones, and your fortune 10 times 10. May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again. May you walk with sunlight shining and a bluebird in every tree. May there be a silver lining back of every cloud you see. Fill your dreams with sweet